Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So I know the big question. You're wondering... Oh, yes. The answer is... No.
Wow. Still here. No baby.
No baby, which means you still got us.
I think the baby changed his mind. It's not coming out ever.
Does this baby understand that I need to go on paternity leave, even though I'm not the father?
Yes.
I have plans, and this baby keeps ruining them.
We've had the conversation. I spoke to the stomach last night. Yeah. I said, BJ needs to go. Yep. And clearly she's not listening.
No, she's not listening at all.
No.
Man, oh man. And I don't even know where we are in the baby pool. We'll talk about that later, but I feel like I hope I'm still in the running.
No, it's not going well.
I lost, and I'm the one who helped make this thing. I'm already out, I believe. Oh. Today's my... No, today I think I put down.
Today's the last day?
I think I have down the 11th.
Does anybody...
I don't know.
How far did we go with this baby pool? Is anybody going to win, or is Danny going to run away with the money because he organized it all?
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, no, you've been out since last week.
Whoa. BJ, if it happens today, you win.
You were out
yesterday.
Yeah.
But you have one more thingy.
That's just today's it?
Yeah.
All I got is today? Does anybody got tomorrow or beyond?
Yeah.
Well, Sarah's got this afternoon, so once noon hits, it's Sarah's territory, and then I'm tomorrow morning, Joey's tomorrow evening or night, and then Danny is the 13th morning time, and nobody bet after that.
Oh. What happens if nobody wins? What happens if she doesn't go, like, does we decide she wants to wait till, like, New Year?
No one fill out the other boxes. I'll throw another five and play on for the weekend.
We need to re-up this, what we're saying. We need to do a new baby pool and add more money.
I we know that Steve is going to eventually go talk to a professional and maybe find out a little more insider info. I'm not letting him bet on this.
I might have done that yesterday. I'm all for Friday afternoon.
What?
I'm saying Saturday morning.
Oh, that's a good pick, too.
Yeah, I called it.
I'll take Saturday afternoon as well.
Oh, I guess people have gotten some information that I don't know about.
Yeah, we've had some conversations.
Yeah. Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Well, then you are ineligible, sir.
Why?
Because you know stuff. It's insider info.
Well, clearly I didn't know enough. I'm already 0 for 3.
Yeah. But I feel 2. Like, yeah, I see the look in your eye. I think you might know more than you used to know.
Well, I mean, it's me. What do I really know?
Yeah, all right.
Whatever I know, I really don't know.
This is a bummer. I don't think Steve should be able to win the baby contest when he talks to people.
I think he's the most appropriate one to win the contest.
Why? Because he was involved?
Yeah, actually.
Well, that's not how baby pools work, okay?
You know, diapers and stuff.
You don't see Tom Brady coming to your house going, hey, look, I threw that touchdown, so you give me some of that football pool, okay?
Oh. Yeah, but I could see him doing it.
So he just said, Meg, she's going to be born tomorrow, 12-12, and she's going to weigh 6 pounds, 9 ounces.
Oh.
If that happened, my life is complete.
That would be pretty cool.
I think at that point, I just have to check out.
12-12 would be pretty cool.
6'9 as well?
Well, 6'9.
That's nice.
Is that a big baby? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Baby-sized baby?
I was going to say that's about average or maybe a little smaller than average.
Oh, all right. So, you know, I mean, you probably want her a little bigger than that. But if she does come out 6'9, know that she's magical.
So it says the baby's going to come Thursday night and you'll have a 3-day weekend. Good luck, Migs. Best thing ever.
Oh, you'll have more than the 3-day weekend. I mean, you're a paternity now. This is Washington State. You get
That's
to
right.
take all the time off you want.
And in turn, the whole show does. This is why you guys care so much.
I do.
Hey, listen, I didn't make the rule. I mean, look, we Mitch and I had talks late yesterday. Mitch Levy says, you guys, if one of you's not there, then both of you aren't there. And I go, isn't that great? He goes, I wish I had that deal. He goes, I had to work. I mean, this, what? I go, hey, listen, you know what? It pays to have a boss that thinks the way he thinks.
It pays to have a boss that just had a child as well.
Yeah, right?
Oh, there is that. I am jealous, though.
Why?
Well, because...
You're getting all the benefits without the crying baby.
Okay, that is true. All right, you're right.
If anything, you all win more than me.
That is very, very true.
I won't be getting sleep. You will be.
But at the same time, I just, out of fairness, I've had two kids, and I had to go to work the next day. I didn't even get days off. I didn't even get one day off. They just expected me to be there. And then they go, hey, listen, yeah, we know. Maybe, you know, maybe the day the kid arrived, they let me take off because somebody had to be there. But then I had to go to work the next day.
Well, in all fairness, I did go to the boss and just asked if we could have one day off after the baby's born. He's like, that's all you want? And I'm like, yeah, that seems about right, one or two days. He just started laughing. He's like, no.
That's not how it works anymore.
He's like, trust me, you don't want to just one or two. I'm like, no, you know, I'll just come in and I'll leave at 10. I'll still get plenty of time with this thing that won't even know who I am.
I appreciate that you're oblivious to the fact that they now know that it's important for both parents to be there for a bit after a baby's born.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was just like, I figured, okay, give me a day or two and I'm good to go. And
all right,
I'll show up at 6, leave at 10, I'll do the DJ shift, and then I'll be good.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need to do. But here's what I want to tell you right now, okay?
What's that?
You really need to make sure your child gets the proper parenting, the proper exposure, and the only proof you need is just turn your head to the left and look in the other room. Do you want your children to end up like that?
Oh, yeah.
They did not get the paternity time that they should have.
Oh, man, I'm so pumped for this paternity time now. Yeah. Now that you brought that up.
Yeah.
I mean, it also timed out great with vacation at the end. And yeah, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better time to have a child, December.
I'm actually a little mad at you for that.
Why?
Because if you had had it at an earlier time, then
you'd
we would
have a longer vacation.
Exactly. I mean, if you could have really timed this off like, you know, I don't know, November, it would have been awesome. I don't know. You know, think about it. See, when you take your vacations and there could be some baby making, I want you next time to realize that, you know, 2 plus 9 is 11. Therefore, do all your vacationing in February.
Okay.
Seriously, okay. BJ is micromanaging your birth.
Just want to let you know how it works.
Oh, you think that just started, Rev? That started, remember?
Yeah, I know. When this whole thing came
he's
about.
Like, well, can you tell me when exactly this baby's going to come out? Because there's a board game convention happening in December. I'm like, I don't know. Right. I don't have any ability to tell
you. I was very frustrated at Steve's lack of clarity.
He's like, so the due date's the 6th, so for sure it's going to come out the 6th. I could take that time off and go to a board game convention, exactly. Right?
That was my plan.
And I'm like, I don't know. Well, I'm going to check and see.
Yeah.
I'm like, who are you checking with?
Yeah. Well, I checked.
My wife's cervix? Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the hell's happening.
Your wife actually, by the way, was not too happy with me when I brought a microphone to interview the cervix.
It was super awkward.
Yeah. And I thought for sure what she would say is, oh, at your cervix. But no, she didn't say that.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
I do love all the advice people are giving to try and kickstart this baby to come out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, it's like someone just said jalapeno poppers. It works every time. Oh, yeah.
What, for her or the baby?
I don't know. I hope not the baby because that could be uncomfortable.
It surely
could. How do you feed it?
Because there's only one drive-through at that point for the baby to be able to get the food.
They definitely say spicy foods was what's supposed to get the baby to get out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Did I tell you, Steve, bean burritos and hummus?
Bean burritos and hummus, I heard that. Yeah. While we were off last week when you were at your board game convention, I had surgery on my arm, and the doctor that was doing the stitching, he's like, oh, no, my wife, we went on a boat, and that's what kick-started it. I'm like, I kick-started it?
Wow.
So he's like, get on a boat, and then the guy that was also helping him was like, oh, no, we had to take a dirt road to go somewhere, so the bouncing of the road got her to go. And I'm like, okay, so I'm supposed to go mudding and on a boat. I don't understand what's kind of, it's winter.
While eating wings
yes. And jalapeno poppers.
Yep. You can do this, Steve. You can do all of these things.
And then we were at Costco and they got that thing, I don't know what the hell it's for, circulation that old people stand on. And go,
that thing.
So I was trying to get my wife to get on that.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm not getting on that. So I'm like, this might be the thing that works.
Here, and here's a jalapeno popper. I got it over at the free jalapeno popper station.
Sample lady, yeah.
I'm surprised nobody is giving you the ultimate advice, the one go-to. Making love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's supposed to get it done?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because the kid's like, oh, my God, no, I'm out. This, you guys, this, I don't want to be any part of this ever in my life. And now look what you two jerks are doing.
Yeah, so it was a bumpy logging road during hunting season. Put my wife into labor.
Bumpy logging road. Boy, that sounds like a euphemism.
You're nowhere near like a hospital or anything.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, Rev. It's not like once she goes into labor, the baby pops out.
So you did have the right idea. You should have gone to a 4D movie.
I thought that might be a good call, but I didn't think the people at the movie theater would let us go in there. Because, I mean, you know, obviously she's pregnant.
Oh, well, you know, yeah. Well, or you could just say,
No, she's not pregnant. You guys are jerks. You can pull that line, and then they feel bad and give you all the free food you wanted.
Wow. It's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Another person says, my wife was so done being pregnant, she drank castor oil and went into labor an hour later.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can't drink castor oil.
I don't know. I think, actually, they used to.
Oh, I thought that was a joke.
No, I heard that that's a thing, too.
Yeah, they used to drink castor oil back
like
in the day.
Yeah, like a spoonful of it, and it's supposed to help.
Mm-hmm. I don't know
if it's real or not, but I know that if it really helps or not, but that's something people do.
It's back in the snake oil times. Here, a little castor oil filled right there. Thank you very much.
Steve's wife, if you're listening, please do not take any of our advice.
No, these are all things that have worked.
Yeah, it's too late now. I don't care when you have the baby. So. You've already ruined all my plans. It doesn't matter.
All the plans are ruined?
All the plans are ruined.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah, there was one more window of opportunity that seems like it's not going to happen. So now do whatever you want.
All right.
And just like you, just this kid, when I meet her for the first time, I'm just going to give her that evil eye going, you know what, kid? Could have been good for you. We could have had a good deal. Lots of toys, lots of candy. But no, you wouldn't play ball. Just remember that.
Well, Orange Julius from a Dairy Queen. That can help get the baby out, apparently.
Yeah. Wow. Wait. Yeah. They got Orange Julius as a Dairy Queen?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Someone says, Dion's pizza. It's so bad, it'll make the baby want to leave the stomach.
Nice. So true. That's the one. Danny, can you get us some Dion's pizza, please?
No, I'm not going to now.
Fine.
Let's just get her a haircut.
A haircut?
I'll just shave her head while she's asleep.
Oh,
really? Kickstart it.
Well, she'll be really pissed at you, so maybe the rage will help with that.
Yeah, rage, baby.
Someone said, I did castor oil, and my daughter was still 2 weeks late. Another person, castor oil worked with my wife.
Yeah. Okay. Well, by the way, I hope that the texter who did the castor oil was not the husband, because apparently I drank 4 bottles of this stuff, and my kid still didn't come. God, right? Was it? Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad now I got all these good ideas. I'll just screenshot all these texts.
Yeah, sure. She'll love to
follow into the device key and see what comes.
Your poor wife. They'll be going, what did you do? Jalapeno poppers, castor oil. You went on the Costco thing. You went to a 4D movie. You went riding on a log road. What, lady? She goes, I'm a mess, man.
So I think that's a very good point. The reason why the baby hasn't come out, BJ, it's upset with you because you spoiled the baby announcement. Oh. It's your fault.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Well, could be. She could be my, you know, she could be my my frenemy for a long time. I don't know. Could be. We got a bus. Let me tell you about this bus that was evacuated. First responders called. And why did this all happen? Evacuation, first responders. All because of Axe body spray.
Nice.
Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Yesterday. I don't know what today is, actually. Today, we're bringing you the Migs Report. That's what we're going to do. I know what I'm doing. Am I doing the Migs Report, Steve?
I have no idea what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
This is the point where you point your finger at Danny. He starts some music and a crazy big boy voice.
Are we still even here?
I mean.
We're here, aren't we?
Four of the five people in this room are.
All right.
I'm not sure who that one isn't, though.
Don't say that about Vicky. She's doing okay. All right. Like I said,
Ron Burgundy was yesterday.
Today's a new day, people.
Well-informed on the issues of the day. Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to yesterday and today.
Yeah.
Both were sponsored by
Snoqualmie Casino.
See that?
Tomorrow as well. And it's also a very special day today, BJ, not yesterday. But
well,
today
what's going on today?
Is National App Day. So play with your apps.
All right.
Everybody.
Oh, really? Another reason for Vicky? Really? Like, you got to tell her?
What's today's app, Vicky?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Pinterest. I'm thinking of painting my kitchen.
Nice.
Oh, God, yeah. She's going to be all over Pinterest now with house of hers.
It's almost 2020. So, of course, we got all these end of the year lists and things like that. So, what do you think is the number one iPhone app of 2019?
Ooh, I'm going to say TikTok.
TikTok.
Wrong.
Although, came in at number 4. The biggest jump last year is number 16.
Okay, then.
Because I got on it. I haven't done much on it, but I've posted videos like Lulu eating a carrot. That was pretty cool. Find me at I'm Steve Miggs.
Turns out that I don't know what it used to be called, but my buddy's daughter has been playing with that ever since she was like 12 years old. It used to be another name, but now it's TikTok, so I was familiar with the app.
I think it was called Vine.
Vine. Yeah, you're right. It pretty much is Vine.
Right. All right. What do you think is number one, Danny?
All right, Danny.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Wrong.
Facebook came in at, number 8. Though. Facebook Messenger, number 5.
Okay.
Some people keep the Messenger, but don't even want to deal with the drama of Facebook itself. Yeah. Vicky, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking Instagram.
Wrong.
You are wrong. Instagram did not even make, number 2.
I was going to say, Instagram is not the king?
All right, Rev.
Fortnite.
Wrong.
No, damn.
Wrong.
Number one, I think that when you hear it, you're going to realize it makes all the sense in the world. And BJ, you use part of it quite a bit now.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, I keep forgetting YouTube's an app.
It's like, it's the number one app.
I know. Why do I forget that that's an app?
I don't know. I watch YouTube on my app.
Yeah, so do I. It's the only way I watch YouTube. You know, it's so funny. It's just so ubiquitous that I forget that it's an app. I think it's like a real channel.
I know.
Like Netflix. I don't think of Netflix as an app, but usually I watch it on my app all the time.
Netflix is number 7 as far as the most downloaded apps of the year. Number 3 is Snapchat. Then you got TikTok, like I mentioned. Gmail came in at number 6. And rounding it all out, Facebook, Google Maps, and then Amazon.
Ooh, Amazon. Yeah, I forgot about that app. That's my go-to.
That's not bad for Amazon. I mean, all the other ones really aren't. I mean, you kind of, there's certain things you could buy from certain of those apps, but for the most part, Amazon's only like store app.
Oh, dude, and it's so, with that one click, Amazon is like,
That's a troublemaker, man. Yeah. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't know, maybe. And then I'll click on it. Then I'll like, I always play that game with myself. I'm like, change my mind, back out of it. But with Amazon, I'll do that. And I'm like, oh, crap, I really did buy it.
Yeah, it's too late with one click. They're
Son
smart.
Of a bitch.
They were the smartest guys in the world. You don't even have to look at your cart. It's too late.
It's done. Well, congratulations again, YouTube. You are the number one app of the year. This happened in Florida, big shock, and it involved first responders and a bus being evacuated, all because of that sweet scent that is Axe body spray.
Was that what Danny washes his mouth? He uses that as
well at this point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it Jacquard that you use in your mouth?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a nice scent.
Thank you.
Not meant for breath.
Yeah, Danny. Take the Axe out of your mouth.
Do what makes you happy, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently it was a prank by a bunch of middle school students, and it backfired when, the bus was evacuated.
Ooh.
They filled up the bus with Axe deodorant.
Oh, God.
They crop dusted the vehicle, and it was so bad that all 30 passengers had to be taken off of the vehicle because of the strong smell. A second bus arrived. And then I guess luckily nobody was hurt as in what they're calling an Axe attack, which I think is pretty funny. Although 15 students suffered mild respiratory irritation from inhaling that Axe body spray.
Well, how about those geniuses? Inhaling like all those fumy fluorocarbonates, whatever they are? Yeah, that can't be bad for people.
Dude, we had a buddy in hockey, like he would always just saturate his whole body with that Axe body spray. And it was like, it would fill up the whole locker room. We're all like busting windows open, trying to get them open quick enough. And he would just do it. At first, I don't think he did it intentionally, but once he realized it pissed us all off, then he really stepped it up.
Oh, that would kill me.
It was incredible.
There's another reason why I can't go shower with you guys.
Okay, well, you know what? The invite's gone now.
Oh, it's gone?
It was once an open invite, but it's gone.
Yeah.
I'm afraid. Reasons.
When someone gives you an open invite to a male shower party, I don't know if I want to do that.
Open invite to shower with us. Come on.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a nice story. It's about a guy in San Diego. He owns a donut shop called Nomad Donuts. And last month, he got a bad review on Yelp. A one-star review, all because a homeless guy hangs out outside of his donut shop.
Oh, that sucks.
Guy's name is Ray. He's 58. And the owner
refuses to force that guy out of the area. He actually likes the homeless dude. He says he's been letting him loiter there for about a year because he's nice. He never bothers anyone. Sometimes people give him donuts, but he never asks for any food or money. All the coworkers like the guy as well. They're all very pleasant with him, except for this one customer complained that it was annoying to see him there all the time. And Brad posted the best response. He said, quote, "I know I probably lose some business, possibly yours too, because of my choice not to chase him away, but I won't. He's not looking for handouts, and he tries not to bother anyone. If you stop and talk with him, maybe you'll come to like him too." And because of this, now he's getting an influx of business from people who are supporting him because of how nice the guy is. So it's actually turned out to work out well for Nomad Donuts because he's been super nice. And I guess Brad also started a GoFundMe for this guy to put some cash in his pocket, and people have donated $5,000.
All right. I mean, I've got a problem with the guy doing business the way he wants to do business. I have a whole different opinion, but it's his business, so I'm not going to fault him for doing what he wants to do.
Although, I do love the... So we were at a place, and the service was taking forever, and I was joking. I wouldn't do this, but I bet somebody has at some point. I was like, I'm going to pull out my Yelp app and just hold it up in the air and be like, I'm about to send a bad review if you don't bring me my damn apps.
Wow, you're going to be... You want to be that guy?
I wouldn't do it because it would embarrass my wife, but I did it just to make her laugh.
Yeah.
Could you imagine someone doing that? I bet people do that.
Oh, they do, dude.
Like, excuse me, I got my Yelp open.
Oh, man, these influencers, I have 1,000 people that follow me on Instagram, and I am, you better pay me, you better give me free stuff.
We do have a very important text question. Danny, do you seriously put cologne in your mouth?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he does.
As far as weather, 50 degrees, and we're going to have some rain later today as well. Thank you, Shane Company, for giving us the mix report, and that's what's up.
Oh, we have another text in from a listener. It says, Danny, are you seriously an idiot?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Bing, bing, bing.
Am I going to sound like a horrible guy because of the fact that even though this business owner gets to do what he wants, that I'm just thinking that, you know what, man, I walked from 3rd Avenue, from 5th Avenue to 3rd Avenue.
Uphill just, in the snow, right?
Yeah, I did. Uphill in the snow. Dude, I mean, look, I came across two people who were mentally unstable and I thought they were going to assault me. It was just from 5th Ave to 3rd Ave, just walking down Marion.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know.
It's bad right around this area, man.
Yeah.
We had that happen when we were off one day and my wife and I came in because I had to do an interview with Buck Cherry for the podcast. So we did that. And then we were going to go get some lunch around town. So we're like, okay, well, we're parked here. Why bother? The day's nice. Let's just walk to where, down to the market and figure some stuff out. So we're walking kind of right in that area as well. Some guy who's clearly wasn't 100% all there. Is like now just right next to us, just following us right now and getting super close to where my wife is, right?
Oh, man.
And so finally, I'm like, just walk ahead for a second. And so I look at the guy, I'm like, hey, buddy, like, stop following us and stop walking beside us. Leave us the F alone. And he just looks at me and I just stare at him because he was getting like really in my wife's bubble. And he just got all pissed off. And I'm like, crap, this was a bad idea. Right? Like, I was like, I was just trying to get this guy to leave us alone because it was like making my wife awkward and I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course you will. Yeah.
And he just starts screaming at me, and he takes off his shoes and throws them against the wall. And at that point, I'm like, I'm going to just keep walking. I have no idea what's going to happen next. And then it just became about him throwing his shoes against the wall, and he just kind of did that. So he got preoccupied, which was kind of weird. But at least he left my wife alone. But it was terrifying.
It is terrifying. And I'm not one to want to make fun of folks because I know that these folks, for whatever issue, whatever reason, whether it be addiction or whether it be a mental health issue, they need help. But they're also, they could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think that a regular human being that's a law abiding citizen that's not bothering anybody should have to walk around and be afraid to be assaulted by somebody who's just mentally unstable. And I have empathy for people that have mental health issues. As you know, we do the show. So I'm not going to be one of those folks going blah 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 like that, but we as a society have got to do something to protect folks that, you know what, don't have mental health issues and want to enjoy the life and the city, the taxes that they pay for, without being afraid like you and your wife were. We have to have a better solution, and Seattle is sucking at it. I mean, look, whether people want to believe it or not, Bellevue's Snowflake Lane and their whole Christmas experience has drawn people away from Seattle, which used to have a really cool Christmas experience when I moved here 20 years ago.
Right in that Westlake area.
Yeah. It is, and now that Macy's is closing, I am telling you, in 5 years, I don't think really anybody's going to recommend to you go down to Seattle for Christmas anymore because of the problem we have with folks that have mental health issues that are allowed to walk around and intimidate people. And I just... It affects businesses. I mean, I got a buddy who's got a business at Capitol Hill, and he just tells me the horror stories he has dealing with people with mentally unstable, and he can't do anything about it, and they destroy his property. He pays thousands of dollars to fix things because he legally can't do anything about getting them away from his area, and they chase customers away.
Yeah.
It sucks, and it's Seattle.
You know, though, it's not. I mean, we witnessed it in Tacoma as well. We were down.
Oh, that's tough for Tacoma too.
A cool restaurant in Tacoma, and they have outdoor seating so that people could eat outside in the summertime. We were sitting on the inside, but there was a bunch of people sitting on the outside. All of a sudden, we're watching them all come in with their plate of food and sitting down now in the inside part. And it's because there was a guy who clearly wasn't 100% there, and he was just like yelling at people and staring, and the manager's trying to get him to go away. He wouldn't go away. Then you could see the manager's on the phone with the cops.
Yeah,
that takes a while. So it's just like, man, and it's like you want to get mad, but then you're like, well, what the hell's going on with this guy? You have no idea. It's obvious that if he could, he wouldn't be doing that to people.
No, it's not his fault. I mean, when people have mental health issues, they need help,
right?
And it's a tough thing because there are our society, for some reason, I don't know what you have to go through, the hoops you have to jump through to prove that somebody is not within a sound mind, therefore can't make decisions for themselves. I don't know what that threshold is, and that might be the problem why certain people get to walk around. I've experienced that in my family where I've tried to intervene and the government said, sorry, you can't. I am telling you, this family member of mine is not of sound mind. I want to help and not have this person hurt anybody. Mm-hmm. Why won't you let me do something about this? And they wouldn't let me act. They're like, nope, that person can make their own decisions. And I'm like, okay, well, if they hurt somebody, this is on you. And we've heard stories about folks that even said, you know, you're reading the news and the parents go, we tried to get them help. The government wouldn't do anything about it. We told them this person was a risk. We got to figure this out. And the other thing that's happening too, whether or not anybody wants to believe it, the affluent cities all over this country, they basically give them money to leave their city. So, you know, maybe Tacoma and Seattle don't have the ability to do this. So you wonder, like, if you go to an affluent city, and I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want people to think I'm an accusatory.
Squim.
Yeah. But I know this from all the cities in the country who have those big fancy areas, you know, and that's what they do. They go to the homeless, give them a lot of money, and tell them to get the hell out of their town, and then they go to another town that doesn't have the ability to do that, and all of a sudden you've got a concentration of homeless people who you can't do anything about. But the affluent cities, you never see them there, and that's why they pay them to leave, which is a sucky thing if you're a city that doesn't have the budget to do that. So we got to figure this out because Steve, he likes to go out and have a nice meal.
They just want to get some food. I don't think a guy throwing shoes at me, man.
Yeah.
Well, he's throwing at the wall.
That's a good thing. I mean, you were lucky that at least he threw them at the wall.
It was weird.
That's freaky. That is terrifying because, you know, you got a baby coming. You don't know what the hell's happening.
Right, right. And at that point, she was pregnant. I mean, it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, dude, that's weird.
And then you just know, like, you know, I mean, the guys want to get rid of his shoes. I don't know, man. I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle that.
Yeah, two blocks, dude.
He has zero cares.
I got some guy just screaming in an alley, dropping F-bombs two blocks as I walk by him. And then that was 4th Ave. And then I get to 3rd Ave, and there's a guy just fist pumping and yelling at the stop sign. And I'm just like, oh, man, this is unbelievable. Two blocks, and I encounter two people that need help.
The scariest one was one time when it was like someone, you know, when they wait at the end of like when you get on an off ramp from a freeway, and a guy was there. It was like right by UW, and he had like a carriage of stuff, and then pulled out an axe.
Oh,
and
I was just, man!
Like, he's just like looking through his stuff, and he pulls that out. I'm like, can the green light happen, please?
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, wow. Yesterday, Steve, which is, I don't want to say stumped after you talked about a guy pulling out an axe, but yesterday, Steve was stumped on this one.
When You Wish Upon a Star was the opening song in Pinocchio, sung by which character?
Pinocchio?
No.
The little gecko?
No. You want to give a name?
Gecko. The Geico gecko.
No.
Alf.
No.
I don't know his name.
De Beers created the pad? No.
Geppetto. Yeah, you're close. You named everybody involved in the situation.
He was part of the show, right?
Yeah, Geppetto was the guy that made Pinocchio.
Right.
Yeah, he's the guy. But unfortunately, Jiminy was his little buddy, the cricket. Jiminy Cricket was the answer we're looking for. You should have phoned a friend named Danny for that one. 206-421-ROCK. You got a shot at beating Steve. We're doing that. Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.